What kinds of federal and city employees would you have besides firemen and policemen?
You got your IRS, naturally.
Yeah.
Postal Department.
Yeah.
Firearms, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
Yeah.
You got your Secret Service, FBI, CIA.
Yeah.
You got your... what else?
What about neighborhoods? You have your firemen, your policemen, then your narcs, then you probably have...
undercovers.
Yeah, and then you'd have other people, like, might deliver letters and things like that.
Mailmen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said postal employees.
Duh. What about somebody that takes away all the waste and stuff?
You're talking about the garbage man. Yeah.
What would you call a person, what would you say if a person, if he has, if he's able to gain favors from City Hall?
It's Watergate again. They're using their, they're politicking, I put it like that, they're politicking. What time you at there?
It's, 1:45.
That clock must be fast then.
Mine might be slow.
Let me see.
I have to call your daughter again. What would you call a city employee who has no real job, no responsibilities, performs no services, but draws a salary anyway?
Waste us taxpayers' money.
Would you know of any names for him? Would you call him a payroller or anything like that?
He'd be a dirty name, that's all.
What would you call him? Other than the names of them, what would you call a large food store in the shopping center?
Besides a brand name?
Yeah.
Grocery store.
What would you call a small neighborhood store?
Confectionery.
How about a local store, school store?
School store? Get the mail. Okay.
Turn it off.
Yeah. Now.
Okay. What would you call a small neighborhood store? Just any kind of small neighborhood store.
Confectionery, corner store. That's about it, really.
What about one that opens early and closes late?
7-Eleven.
Would there be other names? What kind of 7-Eleven stores would you have?
Minute Market, 7-Eleven, Jiffy. Not like that.
What would you call all of these different kinds of corner stores?
That's good, ain't it?
That's good.
Would you call it like, say, go down to, if you didn't remember exactly what kind it was, would you say they were all Jiffy food stores or all 7-Eleven?
I'd call them a Minute Market.
Yeah, minimum.
Yeah.
If there's a store that you might use when shopping for special foods like cooked meat, vegetables, salads, and kind of expensive prepared foods, what would you call it?
Restaurant.
And a place where you can buy kosher foods and things like that.
Delicatessen and deli. Like at Publix.
Would you call it a deli?
Yeah, more so than a delicatessen. That's too proper and formal.
Yeah.
Deli, you know.
Yeah.
Been to the deli. Oh, yeah. Which one? Publix? No. A&P, you know.
Yeah. What kinds of things would some people have in their kitchens to heat food?
Frying pans.
If they don't want to use a stove, they might put in
one of those electric type deals. Oven, small oven, a microwave.